I kind of work in a multi kind of media kind of way, which primarily deals with painting, but involves sculpture and objects as well. So I've been making a series of paintings, mainly kind of natural themed paintings of animals, paintings of prehistoric almost, in kind of birds, lizards, monkeys, kind of the animals that maybe you associate with that kind of primal life kind of thing, which then are all taken from engravings from the 17th century by people, explorers, people that went out into the unknown to document what was going on in the world before they really knew.
Like the Galapagos Islands and all of the strange creatures that you would find there.
South America, Africa. And this kind of sense of documenting without realising why it was being documented. So just categorisation for the sake of categorisation, because you knew that maybe one day all this information can be compiled and analysed and researched and we'll begin to know a bit more about the world.
Can you tell me a little bit about how these go together? Can you tell me about some of the works here? We've got wonderful monkeys, owls. What would you say that is over there?
That's a sloth from the past. So that one was probably drawn in about 1820. And it's a kind of... Then I basically copy it and begin to break it down through painting, through layering, so it would become more towards the abstract, but still retaining the visibility. Definitely would like the viewer to have that kind of reaction to the work by filling in, maybe, like kind of picking up on a colour in a painting and a colour in another painting, but maybe putting them together in their heads and then that creating a link between the two and then creating for them, maybe an inseparable piece of work or something like that.
Is that one of yours as well?
That's Rob's.
Rob's, is it?
That's a portrait of me, actually.
It's a portrait. Can we talk about that a little bit? Because what we've got here is something that looks as though it's sort of like a bust, but then again, at the same time, it isn't a bust, is it?
No, it's like the way Rob works. I think we were in quite close conversation the whole way through this exhibition, trying to kind of work each other's kind of styles out and thoughts out and the way we work. Rob decided that he was going to make a bust of me, and I think that sums up the kind of the way we both work, which is quite instinctual and kind of very quick, so that for a piece in the show to be conceived because of meeting the other artist and then going off and making a work about that other artist. So it's not, there's no previous kind of research or body of work behind it, but just the fact that you've had this kind of meeting and then that inspires you to then go off and do something else.